A Jewish Journal article, celebrating or amiss cantor Doug Koetteler. Doug Koetteler's heart and soul is woven into the fabric of Congregation or AMI in Calabasas, where he has been cantor for the last 25 years. In June, the Grammy Award-winning composer and musician, who fuses the contemporary with the spiritual, will retire from the synagogue he founded. His career and music will be celebrated on Saturday night, March 26, at the AMI 1 concert at Viewpoint Performing Arts Theater in Calabasas. He will also receive the inaugural NER Tamid Lifetime Achievement Award. Koetteler blends traditional Jewish melodies with modern popular music to teach, inspire, heal and entertain. He has recorded 6 albums of original Jewish music and published 2 songbooks containing the songs from 4 of his recordings. His music spans from the meaningful to adult contemporary songs with Jewish themes, Jewish bluegrass, and humorous songs for kids of all ages. At Shabbat and high holiday services and in his concerts around the country, he helps his audiences see the humor in life's challenges, the meaning in each Shehekiano moment and the hope when all seems lost. From the moment I co-led a Shabbat service with him over 20 years ago until now, working alongside cantor Doug Koetteler has been a continuing and inspiring education in Kedusha, holiness, Menshali Kate, compassionate kindness, and Simcha, unbounded joy, said AMI Rabbi Paul Kipnis. A third-generation cantor, Koetteler, 72, and his wife, Gail, live in Woodland Hills. They have 2 sons, Kyle, a rabbi and cantor in Chicago, and Noah, a computer security engineer in Woodland Hills. Koetteler's cantorial training started at the age of 9. He grew up in Oxnard and would often sub for his father at the Ventura County Jewish Council. His professional career began at 14. He sang in synagogues, at Jewish community centers throughout Southern California and at synagogues as part of his work-study program at St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico. His first professional gig was with Mason Williams, best known for his 1968 hit, Classical Gas, and the Santa Fe recital in the early 1970s. Koetteler left the tour after his father's sudden passing to take over cantorial duties at his congregation in Northern California. During that time, he started really studying music. A year and a half later, he moved to Los Angeles. Cantor Doug Koetteler has been a source of meaning, depth and musical innovation since he stepped onto his father cantor Ted Koetteler's bima. To sing in his stead after his father's untimely passing, Kipnis said. It was Koetteler's Hollywood, big break, that enabled him to make such an impact though his heartfelt Jewish music. Koetteler wanted to be a rock star. He and his writing partner Richard Gilbert spent years trying to make it as songwriters in the late 1970s and early 1980s. They'd write a song, demo it and then take it into Hollywood to try to sell it. Like any great Hollywood story, the duo decided to give this rock and roll business one more year, writing songs they thought would sell. We must have written 20 songs that year, Koetteler told the Journal. About the 13th or 14th song, this one publisher said, you know, I'm having lunch with this guy who is looking for songs for this movie. This song might be good, Koetteler said. The song, Manhunt, was put on the soundtrack to Flashdance. It became an international hit and won a Grammy. With this cushion from Flashdance, I stopped writing rock and roll, and asked the question, what would it sound like if John Lennon or Paul Simon or Billy Joel or Bob Dylan wrote Jewish music for the synagogue? Said Koetteler. In 1986, Koetteler wrote a song about the Shema, called, Listen. He then wrote, So Many Questions, about the Barcha prayer, and, Standing on the Shoulders, about the Avot V'Imahot prayer. Koetteler made a cassette album of his songs and sent out 500 free copies to rabbis all over the country. Rabbi Danny Freelander, the program director at the Reform Movement, Union for Reform Judaism, heard, Standing on the Shoulders. He called up Koetteler and said, I want to make it the theme of our biennial convention. In 1991, I sang the song in front of 5,000 people, Koetteler said. And that's what started my career as a Jewish singer-songwriter nationally. I found that the songs I wrote, these interpretations of prayers, were really evocative and meaningful and useful in worship. But when I started concertizing, they were too intense. So I started writing all these parodies and funny songs to fill out my concert. While being on the road was exciting and fun, Koetteler is a family man. When he was ready to be home, he created a home at AMI. AMI is my family, Koetteler said. The synagogue is intimate and intense and deep and incredibly meaningful. So the occasion of my retirement is pretty bittersweet. Kipnes said that when working together with Koteler and Rabbi Julia Weiss, they weave a tapestry of words and music and meaning without even uttering a word. Although his legacy of music and meaning making is deep and abiding, our congregation will need time to process the loss of this incomparable spiritual leader. Yes, I too will need time to process this, for Cantor Doug is my friend and partner in prayer. One aspect of the synagogue that Koteler hopes will continue is their group of young song leaders, called the Madrashe Shir. We do 30, 40 B'nai Mitzvahs a year, he said. I get to hear the kids sing. I identify maybe one or two incredible singers when they're 12 and 13 years old, and then start working with them. Some work at the religious school, some lead services and some sing during the high holy days. A few of them could go on American Idol, or America's Got Talent. Some have gone on to try for careers on Broadway. It's an incredible legacy, Koteler said. It's one of the amazing things that our Amy has done musically. I think that will continue. I hope it does.